Now, up to this point, we've defined or described what defines an individual species, but you should know from your own experiences that individual species don't live in isolation. So each species doesn't live on its own. In fact, species are in constant interaction with other species. So, for example, as you sit here right now listening to this presentation, in your stomach right now are different species of bacteria that are helping your body function. They're helping you digest food. They're helping your body maintain a sense of balance. So even as you sit here right now, there's interaction happening between different species within you. So ecosystems are comprised of different species as well as the physical environment that different species are found in. And so, as I said, within an ecosystem, individual species do not exist in isolation. So all species depend on other species for their own survival. So one example I just gave you was the bacteria living in your stomach, which help you digest and stay alive, essentially. Other examples of species interaction include food supply. So herbivores or animals that eat plants. So animals that are, for example, a koala, which is a species of bear, relies on plant species for its food source. So this is an example of a species interacting with another species. Another example of species interaction would be for protection. So a species of ant, for example, pictured here, live within the trunks of a certain species of tree. So the ants are dependent on the tree for protection to maintain their survival. So you can see that a species or all species are dependent on other species to survive.